This is a CKTZ News Update. Your Nation's Table is set to air on Zoomer Media Television this fall. Currently in production, the six-part series is the brainchild of Carmen Ruiz Ylaza, show creator, executive producer, and host. The most recent shoot took place near Laskiti Island and focuses on the famous BC spot prawn fishery, a delicacy revered locally and internationally and now in season. Ruiz Ylaza says part-time Cortez Island resident and author Ruth Ozeki inspired her. Some of her novels focus on where food comes from. Ruiz Ylaza describes how she came up with the idea to produce a television series on sustainable seafood.
Came across the idea a long time ago when I was up in Haida Gwaii fishing. As any sports fisherman will tell you, catching the fish is a wonderful, fulfilling moment. But there are the days when you're like, wow, the weather is tough, the weather sends you to harbor immediately and to the just go home. And the chap said, hey, the guy said, do you want to go get halibut? And I'm like, sure, let's go. I was very avid. I am an avid fisherman. And so up we go, and I asked him to turn around. The sea was just too rough. And from that moment on, I'm talking about 20 years ago, I said to myself, never again complain about the price of fish when you go buy it in this store. And I banked that idea, and now that I have the ability to create television, I didn't at the time, I wasn't in this at the time, I thought, let's go back to that and let's dive into this topic, because I'm very much, I drink local wines, I try to shop for my farmers market, and wherever we can, we need to support local. And so this is the beginning of Your Nation's Table. And I started calling people around and say, hey, I want to do this, to meet the fishermen and tell the story of the families that they fish the sea to put it on our table. And I got an incredible response from the people doing the job, from the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Fisheries, from six different fisheries. We only have room for six. We have a waiting list for season two, hopefully. We have all kinds of sponsors that are attached. So I am the happiest person. I said the other day, no one deserves to be this happy. it's a wonderful project.
And I understand you've got a chef involved.
I have not only a chef, I have Robert Clark, who happens to be the ultimate partner in this venture. When I started this, I hadn't even thought it all through, and he was recommended to me because he had just closed and sold his restaurant. And Robert Clark is a legend when it comes to sustainable seafood. He is the co-founder of Oceanwise. He just got the medal from the Canadian government, the Order of Canada, for his work on sustainability. And though he was camera shy, he's very camera shy, we're working on that with him. The opportunity to tell the story that he's devoted his whole career to was just too much to resist. And so that is why he's thrilled to participate. And of course, everywhere we go, all the fishermen know him, they love him, the other chefs respect him, and who better to tell the story with than Chef Robert Clark? It was just serendipitous.
What was the restaurant that he founded?
His claim to fame came early on with the Sea Restaurant. It was voted one of the best seafood restaurants in Canada, always in the top five and so forth and so on. He left that and opened his own shop called The Fish Counter here in Vancouver. And it was a very clever idea in the sense of retail fish. And then he had a fish and chips and somewhat of a kind of fast food, if you would, with seafood. Because one of the things I found out during the series is that when you shop in a large commercial grocery store, up to 50% of the seafood that you see on the display is wasted.
Right.
Because it doesn't last that long. We all know seafood should be as fresh as possible. So keep it frozen until you use it or buy it from the fisherman at the dock. And he was selling fish, and before it had a chance to be wasted, he would find a way to cook it and consume it and sell it. So his model is just exactly what the accolades he gets is because what they say is that you walk the talk, right? So the fish counter was very successful. It continues to be successful, but he's been in his chef's white for a very long time, and he wanted another part of his career to shine and have more time for advocacy, which is exactly what, when he came on, we really refined what Your Nation's Table should be. And he is a no-nonsense and will not compromise on what the message should be. So we fit perfectly together.
Now, you recently did a shoot for an episode on BC spot prawns, a delicacy we're very aware of here on Cortez Island, where they can be found in the local waters. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, to be on Mosquito Island, to be on the, and of course, with fishermen, you can never say where they fish. That's a top secret thing. But in the waters off Nanaimo, off Ladysmith, way up in God knows where, What an experience. Very difficult to catch spot prawns because they are very deep and it's all trapped. They bring up these traps. You never know what you're getting. It could be full. It could be three prawns. So there's no guarantee. It's a limited amount of traps you're allowed. And obviously, as we all know, limited season. So now's the time to get them live. And of course, year round, you can always get them frozen. But to watch these guys, and what's amazing to me as I learn a lot more about our local waters is how sustainably they fish. You get up a trap from the spot prawns and they throw out the small ones because they're not ready. You bycatch, like I've seen octopus and lots of crabs, and they throw them right back out. So okay. They don't take anything that they're not supposed to. And because these guys, Grant Milicheap is the fisherman that we're featuring in the spot prawn BC spot prawn episode, and he's got kids, and he's the son of a fisherman and his grandfather. It's very much a family thing, and he wants to make sure that he leaves it for his three daughters. So these guys are all family men, so it's been just an amazing thing. And another thing I want to point out, if I may, this spot prawn episode was particularly heartwarming for Chef Clark because he started the spot prawn festival, and that's 15 years ago, the spot prawns that we caught locally used to get shipped overseas, and we used to import tiger prawns. And Chef Clark was at the previously mentioned sea restaurant looking at the fish dock in Granville Island saying, why can't I get those spot prawns? So he convinced Captain Steve Johansson to help him. And together they created a market, a local market for these spot prawns. So the fact that you and I can now go buy them and enjoy them, in not only restaurants, but at the market and so forth, thanks to the good efforts of Chef Clark and his captain, Steve Johansson. And it was a very expensive business to get into. So what Steve Johansson was telling me is now 20% of the catch is sold locally, whereas 15 years ago it was zero.
Carmen, I just have a couple more questions. And that is, number one, when will the series go to air?
It's premiering on Joy Television in November.
Okay, and then how can viewers access that to Joy Television?
Joy Television is free in all your packages, so it's not a specialty channel. So it's broadcast on Joy TV. And by all means, if you need more information and if you forget anything, just go to joytv.ca. We have a website, and we don't have a page yet for this Your Nation's Table program, but we will soon, and all the schedule will be listed for everyone. And we go to bed, November 14th. And then we repeat again March 6th, 2023. So this is, we air it once and we'll air it again. The desire for us creating this content is for people to watch the series, meet your local fishermen. I'm sure some of your listeners will go, oh, I know that chap. I know that family. These are long-standing BC families. And then through knowing them and listening to their stories, finding out about that fishery, you will be inspired. Everyone should be inspired to go to your local fishmonger and buy wild, sustainable, and traceable local product. It's very important that we support the small guys because they're doing it right.
Yes, and thanks for emphasizing that, Carmen. We are so fortunate here on Cortez Island because we do get fishermen coming to our local docks where we can buy directly from, and we get alerted usually a few days in advance. And of course, we don't actually have cable television here, but I did notice that you can access your programs on Joy TV just simply by going online to the website.
And excellent. I don't know how soon this program will be available digitally, but I would like for all your listeners on your gorgeous island to have access to the content. So we'll have the series is broadcast to make sure that we give you access to some links so that your people can watch it. Important.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.